This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, welcome to the Tom Chenault Show. This is Marianne Niehaus, and it is a beautiful Saturday afternoon, or it's still afternoon, I guess. Anyway, we've got John Fogg joining me today. John, are you there?
I am, and I'm in the middle of some storms, so I could get kind of silly over here.
Oh, okay.
You're having
All
a
right.
beautiful day. Are you following Tommy's escapades over in Moscow?
Oh, my goodness. How can you not? I love that look on Denise's face. And he said, what did he say? His comment was something I made five crucial mistakes or something.
It's so much fun for me because, golly Moses, 20 years ago, I met my wife in Moscow. So these things that
wow.
I'm experiencing and places he's going, I saw a picture on Facebook with St. Bart's in the background with these colorful onions on the top of the spires of the cathedral. It's just so great to see that.
It's gorgeous. I mean, I'm so excited for them. You know, they had a great time with their grandkids, and, you know, they've got the life. They've got the life. So, very good.
Yep.
Very good. All right. We got a great
nice
guest today. What?
I said, nice work if you can get it. I was going
yeah.
to say, Marianne, but you've
told you were.
Not to sing on the radio, so I won't.
So oh, okay.
With your day job, John.
I'm glad you got the memo.
I got the memo. I got the memo. Not the message, just the memo.
Yeah, right. Yeah, not the message. But, no, I'm excited. We got a great guest on the show. You know, he's been on a couple times. And I've had the pleasure and honor to be on there with him. And why don't you talk a little bit about our guest today? Because I think he's in a very unique position for what he does, and appreciate him for that.
Unique and somewhat difficult, which is one of the things that has me admire him as much as I do, which is greatly. Over the 30 years I've been involved in network marketing, I've been around and worked with a number of attorneys, and the tough part is that this gentleman represents network marketing corporations, and he's also got to have a foot in the knowledge of distributors' rights, policies, and procedures, and to be very aware of states' attorneys general, and in the case of what we're going to focus on today, the FTC, FDA, those guys and gals and what they're up to. He's incredibly knowledgeable, and one of the things I respect so much about him, Marianne, is he keeps an even keel. He's very kind of, I don't know if level-headed is the right thing to say, but he's very fair-minded when he looks at things because it's required of him to look at them from many different perspectives, and then really give the center communication about what's so. And that's what I'm looking forward to learning from him today. Also, he speaks English. He doesn't speak law. and I don't always
right.
understand law, lawyerese.
Right, exactly. Well, so with that, let's bring Kevin Thompson on. Kevin, are you there?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We are great. I was going to start with a lawyer joke and then realized I don't know
him. You know, there's only three lawyer jokes in existence, and the rest are true stories. that's the truth. No, my profession is littered with a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for? A lot of arrogance. And with me, back in my prime, I ran track at the University of Tennessee. I was a decathlete, and I was never the alpha. and getting your butt beat for 5 years straight, it teaches you humility very early on. And that was a really good experience for me. But no, you guys lead the dance. There's a lot to talk about with the Herbalife settlement, and I don't know quite exactly where to start, but I do appreciate the introduction.
Well, there seem to be two kinds of people in network marketing at this point in time, Kevin. And the one group is the group who's watching this as carefully as they know how. Because they see that it's important, and it may be, I'm going to risk a term of law, which means I don't know what I'm talking about, but it could be kind of precedent setting, if not precedent setting, at least handwriting on the wall. And the other group are people who are just ignoring this, don't know anything about it, and I think they're doing so at their peril. And I think it's very important stuff that's going on, and it's really speaking to the climate of network marketing and the law and what our future is going to be.
Sure. So now one of the things you said is that I speak English, which I appreciate that, and I do different things in the industry. And so for me, if I'm going to be a lawyer in the industry for, let's say, 10 years, I want 10 years of experience. I don't want 1 year's worth of experience 10 times over. And so I do work with a diverse set of issues. And so my primary focus is working with companies, and I learn a lot from that. I also, on occasion, when the stars line up, I work with distributors and their disputes, and I learn a lot from that. I also work with a lot of Wall Street analysts that are researching investing in network marketing on the long side, meaning pro network marketing companies, and also on the short side. And so I see all kinds of issues, all kinds of arguments, and I get to take advantage of their research because they give it to me, and we're able to process it and give some opinions on the research. And so all of that being said, I think you are right, John, in that this issue with Herbalife is going to be a new standard going forward. Now, it won't be as strict or severe as what Herbalife is under, but the FTC currently is frustrated with the current regulatory framework. It's too hard for them to sue pyramid schemes, and so they're making it a bit more objective, less fact-intensive, meaning, well, let's look at all these different factors to determine what is and is not a pyramid scheme, and a company with money can litigate for years on those factors. Instead, regulators, what they want is, you know, do you have sufficient retail sales? If yes, you're a clean program. If no, you're a pyramid scheme. Now, we're a little bit ahead of ourselves. We're assuming that your audience, they know what we're talking about. Do you want me to kind of give a summary of this Herbalife situation?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, please.
So, yes, of course. So Herbalife was under an FTC investigation for 2 years. The FTC sent them a subpoena saying, hey, show us your records. And really that was prompted by a Wall Street short seller, actually a Wall Street hedge fund manager, one of the most successful hedge fund managers in 2013, or maybe it was 2014. And he has a lot of influence. And he shorted Herbalife saying it was a pyramid scheme destined to go to zero. You know, when the rich guys pick up the phone, the government answers. And the FTC, they said, okay, we're going to investigate. And the investigation came to a conclusion about 2 weeks ago. And basically there was a settlement by way of, quote, negotiations. When I say negotiations, I'm using air quotes because I don't see what concessions Herbalife got from the FTC. Usually when there's a negotiation, there's give and take. I mean, the Herbalife just took a pretty bitter pill, and they agreed to operate with certain restrictions, right? And those restrictions, I'm going to give you the big one, really. There's a few of them, but I'll give you the big one, the one that's really most interesting for people. When an Herbalife distributor, their downline, their whole group volume, two-thirds has to come from customers, two-thirds. Like 66%. If it's 65%, the distributor can't be paid at all. So translated into English, if you have people in your downline just loading up on inventory and they're not moving it, they're not selling it, that really throws your metrics off and you might not get paid. Now, I can keep talking about this, but do you guys have any questions so far?
I do.
What that means?
I do right away. One of the things that baffles me is the state of compliance of a distributor's personal purchases, and that is or is not considered a retail sale.
Yeah, so this is where there's a split in how this is interpreted. So under case law, it is a retail sale. That when a distributor buys for the right reasons, they're buying for value, and they're not buying just to qualify for bonuses. When the right motivation is there, it is a legitimate transaction. It is fully commissionable, no problems. But with that kind of regulatory framework, the FTC, they're having a hard time shutting people down. And so what they're doing is they're landing on this retail sales number, meaning a program can't be driven on recruitment. There needs to be lots of retail sales. And if you have people in your database buying product just because they want a discount, and some programs, it's still that way, right? They join and they get an immediate discount. If you have people in your database, you need to convert them to customers. Now, keep in mind, technically, this Herbalife order, it doesn't have precedential value, meaning it doesn't apply to anybody else in the industry but Herbalife. And also keep in mind that it's designed to be punitive, meaning that the government is punishing Herbalife. So these restrictions, they're above and beyond, I think, what the FTC would expect your average company to have. Right? 66% is really, really high. 50% is high, but it's doable for a lot of companies, meaning 50% of a company's revenue, 50% coming from retail sales. A lot of companies can hit that standard. Two-thirds, it's really hard. So that restriction is designed to be a punishment. But it's not precedential. It only applies to Herbalife. But we get a really clear sense that the FTC is not happy. And the FTC has specifically said, we're going to revisit this issue and issue guidelines to the network marketing industry. And what will those guidelines look like? I anticipate it'll be something like they expect the majority of revenue to come from retail sales. They won't say two-thirds, but I suspect it'll be 50%. And that'll be a challenge for a lot of companies.
Yeah.
Kevin,
this is a great stopping point here. We're going to take a little break here in just a second, John. So hold your thought, and we'll be back in just a few minutes here with Kevin Thompson. This is totally interesting and all in English. I appreciate that I can understand the law language. All right, we'll be back right after this, after our short break.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be, clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We are back on the Tom Chenault Show. This is Marianne Niehaus. We got John Fogg and Kevin Thompson, and we're talking about the herbal life. And really what that means for the rest of us out there in the network marketing profession. And so, John, you had a question. Is everybody
ready? I'm sorry.
Oh, good.
John? I'm here.
John, did you wake up?
Yeah, wake up, John. A couple things come up right away. I'm very clear what you just said, and that this is a situation with Herbalife, and this does not have anything to do at the moment with other companies. So one of the important things I have is, what do you think it's going to mean for other companies? Will this evolve into being a broad-based initiative where the FDA, BEMA is fresh in our memory. Now this FDA, now the thing with Herbalife. So I'm curious about that. And I do want to go back and ask a couple of specifics about this distributor purchases deal, because that one confuses me personally as a distributor. So
sure.
Pick one and go.
Sure. So what does it mean for the industry? Let's assume the screws get a little tighter. I think it's a good thing for your good companies. It's a bad thing for bad companies. If anything, it will strengthen the industry in general. And here's why. The analogy I have, it's like blood doping and cycling. Several years ago, if you wanted to compete in professional cycling, you had to cheat. And if you were clean, you were at a huge competitive disadvantage. And every now and then somebody got caught, and that's just the way it went, and that was okay. Now the governing bodies are more serious about it. For the most part, all these teams are off drugs. It's a clean sport. It's a good time to be clean. It wasn't a good time to be clean several years ago. And so here's how the analogy applies. When the FTC sues a burn lounge, which they did in 2006, people say, well, they're a terrible company. They deserved it. Nothing changes. when they sue Fortune High Tech. Oh, they're a terrible company. They're not DSA-esque. They deserved it, you know, and nothing changed. They sued Vima, and people sat up in their chairs a little bit. But then even Vima, the narrative to this day is, well, it was a personal action against BK Barreco. They just don't like the guy. So nothing really changed. Now this Herbalife settlement comes out, and then the FTC chairwoman, which this has never happened before, specifically said, we want this to be guidance for the industry. So I think now the rest of the industry is saying, okay, we got to pay attention. All right, time to get off the drugs. Time to stop saucing up the plans with you know, big starter packs and big first order bonuses and all these things and requiring auto shifts and all these different things. I think you're going to see companies clean up a little bit, which is not necessarily a bad thing. I don't, you know, I'm not worried about the industry being overregulated and disappearing, but there will be some contractions during this transition.
Yeah, there are going to be some adjustments that are going to need to be made. I want to go back to this distributor purchases thing because I feel I'm taking it personally, Kevin. Couple things. My company requires that at certain ranks, you have a certain amount of purchase. So my question is, according to the FTC and Herbalife, is that a legit thing to do or not? And then the other...
They don't like it. Yeah, go ahead.
But no, go ahead. You go ahead.
So, you know, the government, they want to make sure people are buying for the right reasons. And if there is any kind of requirement that you buy something to stay qualified for bonuses, the government will say, well, they're just buying to stay qualified. They're not buying because they want it.
Now, how does the government know this? The government ain't calling me. I have a requirement, Kevin, of $250 to maintain my rank. Okay? I spend over $400. I got a family of four. We all use the products. And, you know, in all honesty, if I had a little more money, it'd probably be $500.
I'm with you. You know, in the Vima case, a lot of people bought product less than the required monthly amount. And they're not victims, right? You can't count those people as buying to qualify for money. They weren't qualified to make any money, and yet they were buying. So in my opinion, it makes sense to code those people as customers. The government, they don't want to play that game, and they want a clean distinction between your reps buying and your customers buying,
and it's
going to shake out. Yeah,
they don't want to play because it's too complicated, it's too expensive, they're lazy. What?
All right, we're going to take another break. I am so sorry, but think about that, Kevin. Think about John's question. We'll be back in a little bit here, and we'll get into this some more. This is fun. Thanks for being on the Tom Chenault Show with Marianne Niehaus, John Fogg, and Kevin Thompson.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We are back on the Tom Chenault Show. This is Marianne Niehaus. We've got John Fogg and Kevin Thompson on here. And, you know, John, I really appreciated your response about having a requirement of the auto shipper to qualify, because I feel the same way. I'm buying these products because I love them, and I always order more than whatever it is that I'm, you know, required to do. So how they determine that, I don't know. But anyway, you just started to get into something.
I'll jump in. He actually asked the question, what's wrong if distributors buy more than what they're required?
Right.
Or even if there's any kind of requirement. And it's a hard question to answer because, Marianne, like what you mentioned, you love the products. In the Vima case, our firm, we got several hundred affidavits from people who said they bought the product because they really wanted them. Not so much to qualify for bonuses, but they really wanted them. They liked the products. And, you know, now Vima's lawyers didn't use that proof, but the government, they just show a few people who say, you know what, I bought lots of product, I lost my money, I'm a victim, and they present that to the court, and it makes the company look bad. So it is sort of in the gray what's going to happen after Herbalife. And here's the thing. Distributors can buy. There's nothing wrong with distributors buying and generating commissions from those purchases. It's just when the overwhelming majority of revenue comes from distributor purchases. Here's an easy example. We sell $1,000 shots of lemonade, right? And I drink the lemonade. I recruit 10 people. They all drink the lemonade, and we teach them all how to recruit. Clearly, the lemonade is a token. They're not buying it because they want it. They're buying to qualify. Now, that's a problem. There's no customer sales. What regulators want to see is, okay, distributors buying the product, that's fine, but there needs to be some revenue from the outside to show that there's value. And so, yeah, you know, if it's there currently is no magic percentage in the law. You know, is 20% of the total revenue, is that enough of retail? Is it 30? Is it 10? Clearly 10 is probably too low. I think what it's going to be, it's going to be 50. So if your distributors on average are spending $200, you need to have customers spending the same. And that way, it also keeps, by the way, that would keep the message weighted towards selling. You've got to get customers, you've got to get customers. Otherwise, the message can be skewed in favor of recruiting, right? Recruit people, get them on autoship, and teach them how to get other people on autoship. If there's that requirement to sell, it will lead to more selling, and it will lead to a healthier sales culture, according to the FTC.
Kevin, I'm going to sound like a crybaby here. I know it. I feel picked on. I think they're picking on network marketing unfavorably, unfairly, and I don't get it. For example, the business of income claims. I don't think there's anybody, there's certainly no one on this phone, and there is no, you know, connected on this radio show, and I don't think there's anybody listening who thinks it's legitimate to flash big checks on stage and promise 10 grand in a month and all of that fakaka that people have done, they still continue to do, but most of us know it's wrong. But I'm watching the guys who are peddling real estate courses and how to be a great public speaker and how to have your book be number one on Amazon, and they're promising the sky. And how come they're not getting butchered? But we are.
Yeah. Well, it's a fair question. Yeah. And it's one of the questions is why there's sort of the popular narrative today is very anti-competitive. It just is. That this idea of adults being adults and spending their money wisely, it's gone. There is no such thing as buyer beware anymore. If somebody buys a treadmill and they don't lose weight, the treadmill's fault. And it's sadly the same as it is with network marketing. They look at the failure numbers. And by the way, you know, you look at the total number of distributors making money divided by the total number of distributors, period, and then you have your percentage. The denominator is inflated because you have a lot of people in the genealogy, as we all know, and they're not doing anything, right? They're not there to make fortunes, and they're not, therefore, they shouldn't be considered failures. But they are. The government, when they do their math, they say this is the percentage of failures. And of course, all the MLM critics, they do it as well. And it's just the world we live in. I don't know how else to describe it. I tend to be a more liberty guy. And even people want more disclosures. Disclosures aren't bad for business. So critics think that more disclosures will slow things down and will make recruitment harder. It doesn't. If anything, it makes recruitment easier because people expect disclosures. And people intuitively know when they join a program, they're not guaranteed anything. They intuitively know that. But the government wants you to believe that people, for the most part, are really stupid. And you have to paint a sign on their forehead. There's a chance that you will not make money in this business. And And I think it's a shame, and I think it's part of the anti-competitive climate that we're in these days, you know, where everybody is a winner. And when one person shows up and says, well, I lost $5,000 in this business, woe is me, the government has to step in and protect them. That's a long-winded way of saying it's the new reality, so deal with it. You know, as an industry, all we can do is read the tea leaves and adjust our businesses accordingly. And the best way to do that is to focus on customers, focus on retail, and provide your disclosures and see what shakes out of this. I think it's going to be a good thing long term, but short term there is a lot of uncertainty.
Kevin, can you address, and this may be a small one, the business of auto ship seemed to be a red flag in the Herbalife thing. And once again, relating to my company, when I go on an auto ship, which is convenient for me, I don't think about it. I want these every month. I have a core group of products I want to get every month. And I am rewarded for making that commitment and having it be automatic by getting free shipping. And they want to take that away from me. Am I right?
Not exactly. So what they, where the government is going, and they had an issue with Bima's auto ship as well. Auto ship by itself is not bad, but when auto ship is a requirement for bonuses, and Bima, you had to be on auto ship to qualify for some of the other bonuses, not all of them, but some bonuses. Then the government uses that to prove pyramiding, that basically people are buying primarily to qualify for money, right? So in Herbalife, again, remember, Herbalife is being punished. So that's not necessarily something we should look at and say, well, this is going to be precedential in the future. Herbalife, they can't have any kind of auto ship, period. They can't even offer it. Forget about making it a requirement to earn commissions. They can't even make it available. So you still will have auto ships, but I think in the future, you won't have any requirements for people to be on auto ships. So in other words, if a rep has enough product for the month and they're at a zero, they're still qualified to earn commissions. I think that's the direction we're heading.
Got it. Marianne?
Yeah, well, you know, I was just thinking about other places. Like, if you don't show up to your job, you don't get paid, right? And so that's kind of how I'm like, you know, you got to show up. You got to be a part of the program, right? You got to get some stuff. You got to use some products. And I don't know. I mean, if it can go around that way, our company, the company I'm in, is a little bit different. If someone does an order, everything just slides right up in our pay. You know, in our compensation,
yeah, and
some people.
And we'll see if it gets standardized. You know, reps, they can still order and be encouraged to order, because if you're serious about selling the product, you should actually buy the product. But this idea of having a required auto ship, and by the way, that's not the central problem. That wasn't the central problem with Vima, and it wasn't the central problem with Herbalife. So I think that's less of an issue. It's quite possible that the auto ship thing isn't even addressed by the Federal Trade Commission whenever they issue guidelines. I really think it's going to be as simple as them saying, you know, we expect the majority of the company's revenue to come from customers. And then keep in mind that you know, I'm hoping that they're reasonable and they give the industry sort of an opportunity to breathe and make adjustments. And I don't know how long that will be. But then at some point, those guidelines, or it could be them just, it could be as simple as them sending a letter called, you know, like they did in 2004. They sent a staff advisory letter to the DSA outlining their position on some things. They could do the same thing here. And then what they could do is they could then file some lawsuits and get their ideas banged into case decisions and sort of start recreating the law. I think that's a possibility. And again, long term, I'm kind of getting into the weeds here. Long term, I really think it's not necessarily bad for the industry. It depends on the extent of the changes coming. But the reality is, there are a lot of companies with required auto ships that aren't selling anything that valuable. It's a lot. You know, they're not selling $1,000 pencils, but they're selling just expensive stuff that doesn't have real market value outside the network. And that's a problem. And so when you force companies to have more retail, the companies with good products will make it, and the companies with bad products will die off. And I don't know. Maybe that's not a bad thing.
Kevin, well, and Kevin, I think...
Go ahead here.
Well, no, I was just going to say your example earlier, you know, about the, you know, the companies that aren't doing it right, they're, it's going to show up for them a lot different than the companies that are doing it right. So I think that, again, you know, people have to do their due diligence and take some responsibility. I know the government just wants to put signs everywhere of warning, you know, the stove is hot, don't touch it, kind of a deal. But, yeah, they're taking the responsibility away from people making some, you know, smart decisions, I guess. But yeah, so I think you're right. I think it's going to weed out the ones that are out there that might not be the best companies around, and the ones that are serious, have been around for a while, are going to step up. But anyway, go ahead, John. What were you asking?
Kevin, we've got to go to a break, and the thing I want to ask you about when we come back is the income claims, and what really, where's the low point, where's the high point, where do we have to be? Because some of what I read about Herbalife said we can't speak about income at all.
Sure.
All right, we're going to be out of here, so we'll talk about that on the flip side. You're listening to the Tom Chenault Show with John Fogg, Marianne Niehaus, and Kevin Thompson.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
We are back on the Tom Chenault Show with Marianne Niehaus, John Fogg, Kevin Thompson. Okay, where were we?
I asked about income claims.
Yeah, income claims.
What are we going to be allowed to say? One of the things I read, Kevin, not quote official intake, I don't think, but was that it was pretty much for both to be able to stand up for a group of people and say, you can make money doing this.
Well, so Herbalife distributors are restricted from making claims of substantial earnings, and I think, and I have to look at the order again, but they can't make it seem like substantial earnings are are easy. So I think income claims are okay as long as proper disclosures are used. I'm sorry, guys, I'm going to call it kids. Hold on. Sorry about that. I had to transition.
Nope.
I'm in the car.
Are you there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here, guys. Hey, the law says that you can make claims provided that you offer disclosures. So for other companies, that rule doesn't change. So you're still able to talk about money. Now, Herbalife, different story. Again, they're being punished. But for the rest of the industry, same rule applies. You can't do it without disclosures.
Yeah. I think we lost John. He's coming. Yeah, no, that, you know, I understand that. I think we, everybody got, you know, gets in a panic and says, oh, I can never tell anybody that I make money doing this business. But is John back?
I am. I got knocked off. We do have storms, as I told you we did. Sorry.
No worries. But how much of it did you miss on what...
I missed
Kevin was
that last wonderful thing you said. So, you know,
well, the last thing I said is that, again, Herbalife, there's some serious restrictions there with income claims, but the industry in general, it's the same rules apply. You can make claims as long as you have disclosures in close proximity to those claims, and as long as those disclosures are adequate, right? I mean, a lot of disclosures in the space, they're pretty bad. They're weak. So the disclosures need to improve, and reps need to be trained on how to use those disclosures. But you can still make income claims.
So we're not prohibited from offering this as a financial opportunity. That's what I was – I thought they were coming awful close to that one, Kevin.
No, you're not restricted. No, that hasn't happened yet.
What do you think?
And
I know,
you know
this.
Okay, we're dealing with the federal government. You never know.
No, I know. I'm sorry,
Kevin,
John. Go ahead.
Do your crystal ball thing for us. What do you think is coming?
I think Herbalife is going to do fine and surprise some people. Otherwise, they wouldn't have agreed to live under this order. Some people, including myself, when I first heard of the settlement. Hold on one second. people thought that Herbalife was sort of setting their eyes overseas. They don't really care about the domestic market, and sales will suffer here. But as I've spoken with a lot of different analysts who talk to actual Herbalife distributors, they're going to be fine. They're going to be able to make the retail sales. I think Herbalife long-term actually does really, really well, which is bad for the short seller. As far as the industry in general, I think the FTC is going to send another staff advisory letter. They're not happy with the 2004 letter they sent because there was some ambiguity to it. They're going to be specific and say that they expect companies to have a lot of retail sales. That's the big thing. And so I think you'll see companies focus more on product innovation, and you're going to see a lot of customer-centric programs in pay plans. If the companies are smart, you know, they need to pivot and incentivize retail sales. And you'll see an improvement along those lines. And you'll also see some lawsuits by smaller companies against smaller companies as they try to get this banged into the law.
Kevin, how hard do you see, and this is not a lawyer question, this is Kevin Thompson, who's been around for a while at a very unique level. How hard do you think that pivot is going to be?
I think it's easier than people think. So, you know, right now, the promises of big money is good for recruiting and sponsorships. But I have found with companies that are really focusing on retail already, and these aren't party plan companies. These are traditional network marketing companies. Companies that focus on retail, they tend to do better. So they reps don't make as much money early, but they make more money long term because the retention is higher. Because when you sponsor somebody that you've given full disclosure to, they tend to stick around because they know the deal walking into it. Also, when you get customers, customers are sticky. So, it's, for example, I'm a Dollar Shave Club member, and I've been a customer for 2 years. It's just easy. Once you have my buying pattern, it's really hard to change. So I think when companies really they get in a meeting and they figure out how can we have customer incentives, how can we increase our customer numbers, they do better than they think. And keep in mind, just like my analogy with blood doping in sports, it was a bad time to be clean.
We are
ago.
Almost done here. So,
well, the last point is, it's a good time to be clean now. So if you had a customer-centric program several months ago, you might have been at a disadvantage. I think going forward, it's a good time.
All right, thanks.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.